You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The Pistons in their new home, District Detroit, with a 108-99 triumph over the Kings. Sacramento has now lost seven in a row. The Pistons improved their home court record to 4-1 and 7-3 on the season.
Welcome into a new week of episodes of Locked On Kings. Thank you for joining us. Hopefully you had a great weekend, a big week ahead for the Kings as they got a couple of good home games coming up Tuesday and Thursday before they head back out east yet again. More travel this year, I think. I know the NBA has tried to do a better job of spreading out the 4 and 5 nights. Nobody has that, or the multiple games in a week or back-to-backs. But I think the Kings are honestly going to do more air miles this year going back and forth. They have just two home games this week and then back on the East for three. It feels like they could have played six games on the East, but instead it was three, broken up with two home games and then back to three in a row on the East Coast. So Saturday the Kings played in Detroit, and it was better, but in the end, I know we care about wins and losses, and the Kings dropped to 1-8 with a 108-99 loss against the Detroit Pistons. We will hear some audio from Coach Jaeger, Frank Mason, De'Aaron Fox, a couple of rookies, recap the game, highlights, all that is coming up here on today's edition of Locked On Kings. But if we look at some of the things that happened, I'm going to get some perspective and some quotes from Detroit. There's a quote from their head coach, Stan Van Gundy, quote, "I've said this several times, but he has really changed the defensive demeanor of our team." He's referring to Avery Bradley, who had a really good game. "He doesn't deserve all the credit. Moving Stanley Johnson to the starting lineup has also helped us, but we're playing much better defense with Avery on the floor." Tobias Harris said, "This wasn't our best game, but we were able to get some stops when we needed them. We're building off each other, and that is a good thing," as Detroit now is off to a 7-3 start as they ended up getting the win. The Kings dropped to 1-8. They have lost seven consecutive games. One other quote from Detroit, quote, "This wasn't an easy win by any means," said Van Gundy. "We didn't have a lot of energy, and their starting lineup gave us a lot of trouble, but we were able to grind it out." And if you look at how it played out for the Kings at 1-8, the Kings are off to their worst start since the 1990-91 season when they went 25-57 overall but started that year at just 1-13. Now, some of the things that went better for the Kings, they shot a season best 52.6%, but it wasn't enough in the brand new arena, Little Caesars Arena, as the Pistons won that one 108-99. Individually, you look at some of the numbers for Detroit. They had good balance as they were led by Avery Bradley's 24 points, 20 points, 5 boards, 5 assists from Tobias Harris. Andre Drummond had a season-high 19 rebounds. He also added 16 points. And then you had 15 from Reggie Jackson with 7 assists, 10 off the bench from Ish Smith, 10 off the bench from the ex-King, Anthony Tolliver. For the Sacramento Kings, 19 points from Zach Randolph, 14 apiece from Bogdanovich and De'Aaron Fox, 10 from Temple, and then 13 off the bench from Buddy Hield. But let's listen back a little bit as to yet another slow start for the Kings. They regrouped and then ultimately lost 108-99. Here's a little highlight sampling of how it went.
Cauley-Stein with a dribble handoff to Fox. Back to Cauley-Stein. Soft pass, broken up. Turnover number 3. Pistons average nearly 10 steals a game. Tobias Harris, great look at a 3. Scores it. Kings are down double digits, and we've only played 2 minutes of the ball game. It's a 10-0 start for the 6-3 Pistons. Zebo down the left side of the lane, draws a foul. He's got a 3-point opportunity. Zach Randolph just kind of bulldozed his way. It wasn't the prettiest of plays, but he had a, like he was a man on a mission. Tobias Harris was called for the foul, and so Zach Randolph with an opportunity to make this a little tighter ball game. Temple cruises into the front court, slows to walking pace. Screen from Randolph, rolls right, feeds it back to Zebo on top. He spots up for 3. Great look, and he scores it. Zach Randolph knocking down his 5th successful 3-pointer in 12 attempts this season. 27-19, the lead's back to 8. Bogdanovich looking for 3. He scores it on the deep left angle. Zach Randolph found him for the assist. Here's Ish Smith matched up now with Frank Mason III. Drives to the right, finds the seam. Challenge, shot too strong, stick back. Avery Bradley of all people. No block out there, and Dave Jaeger did not like that. Can't say that I blame him. 29-24. Frank yet to put it on the floor. Starts a casual left-hand dribble. Quick spin to the right. Gets a step on Ish-Smith. Drives it. Kicks it out to Bogdanovich. 10 on the clock. Bogey splits defenders. Frees up. 17-footer. Boy, what a sweet play right there by Bogdan Bogdanovich. You talk about the future for the Sacramento Kings. Give him a couple of years in this league, and it'll be interesting to see his growth and development. Gives to Mason. Looks left. Drives it hard right. Then dumps it out on the wing. Richardson's open for three, and he scores it. Good find by Frank Mason, and a good knockdown by Malachi Richardson. Malachi is starting to show some signs of life here in the last couple of appearances for David Yeager. Nice to see him still with that good perimeter stroke. Alley-oop set up. Willie Cauley-Stein with a throwdown. Perfect pass at the rim from De'Aaron Fox. So the Kings get two back to make it 61-57. Here's Tobias Harris for three. Score another triple. And Detroit with back-to-back three-pointers getting separation. They're up by eight. Kings call timeout. It's 77-69. Pistons are now 9 of 18 from downtown. Here's Ish. He's already back to the free throw line. He is still so quick with the dribble. Now he's attacking. Dumps it out to Tolliver for three. He scores the triple. Boy, Carter claiming Dave Yeager is hot. He wants a piece of one of the officials. Little drive in traffic. Reggie Jackson empty. Rebound out to Avery Bradley for three. That's a dagger. That is an absolute dagger right there. Avery Bradley in his first year in Detroit after 7 years in Boston now has 18 points. Make it 21 with that three. He's 9 of 14 tonight. And none have been bigger than that one. It's the biggest lead the Pistons have enjoyed at 103-89.
All right, before we get some of that post-game audio, I do want to remind you to check out the entirety of our Locked On network, especially on Mondays for you football fans. Well, really every day, but we've got basketball covered each and every day. We also have football covered on the Locked On network. Check out what we're doing on Locked On 49ers and Locked On Raiders if you get an opportunity to get the latest on what's going on as the football season continues to roll along. As far as our post-game audio, let's get some reaction instantly from a couple different people. We're going to start with the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. Here's Coach Yeager post-game talking about yet another loss.
Coach, with George gone today, you had both Frank and De'Aaron step into that spot as rookies and play that, and just overall your take on how they played up both ends.
Yeah, it's a great experience for them. De'Aaron didn't get a lot done, I didn't think, for the first 43, 44 minutes. You know, I got a lot of, you know, some of his numbers at the end, but we need that kind of push every minute that he plays. And, I think we can get that. But we got to get it out of him. And, you see some really good things when he's playing with a pace and an urgency getting up and down the floor. So I thought it was a really good experience for him to play against a guy like Reggie Jackson. And the same thing for Frank. I thought, Ish just dominated in the second half. I mean, he was in the lane all night long, and that's a good experience for him to see a guy like that, because he's kind of a different player than you're used to. I've coached Ish before, and I'm so happy for him and his career. But relative to those two guys, I think it's a tremendous experience, and they both have bright futures for us.
You said that you think this team can be a really good three-point shooting team once you kind of get everything rolling. Tonight you guys have great production there, and it opens some things up for you inside.
Yeah, I thought we missed a ton of them. I thought we had a lot of open looks. They had open looks. It's a small ball game, and they hurt us playing small ball. We countered a little bit by playing Zach at some five, but Tobias Harris was really good. Avery Bradley, I mean, their starters are really in a rhythm right now. They're playing really well. Avery had a nice night. Reggie was pretty quiet, but, he facilitated a great game. I thought he called a great game, and with Tobias and Avery, and then Ish came in the second half and was really, really good. So, they go 13 for 24. Mm. For us, it's little things. We make a little mistake. It seems like we were down by 480 times tonight, and we just couldn't, then we go throw it away. And, we talked about their ball pressure, and, they're athletic and they're strong. And, we come out first three possessions, there was three deflections for them, and two of them were steals. So, it's a learning process, and, being really tough and trying to get more physical.
Last couple of games with Scal, he's had minutes haven't been as high. Is that a matchup thing that you've seen the last couple of games?
It's hard, you know, when all these teams are playing threes as fours and they're stretching you out, and you know, that's it can be difficult sometimes. And as he learns and gets more experience, he'll be able to play, you know, on the perimeter defensively, and then be able to take a guy down low if he has a mismatch down there. And I'm comfortable with him playing on the perimeter a little bit offensively, but the game gets going really fast, and this is a very physical team. It seems like we've played, you know, a couple of them here in a row. You know, it's just one of those things.
A couple things from the coach I found interesting there. Right now, first backing up to what he said about Scalabissiere. I know Detroit played small ball, went smaller. The Kings got some effectiveness from Zach Randolph playing small around four guys, or really Zach playing the center around four more perimeter-oriented guys. But for the last two games, I feel like they've lost Scalabissiere. Didn't play until late in the last game against Boston and played limited minutes against Detroit. And so they either need to figure out a way to utilize him at a different position or play small with him as the big. I'd just like to see a few more minutes for him. He only played 6 minutes, didn't have much of an impact in the game. So that's one note. And then his other point is right on. I mean, the Kings were hanging in that game, just hovering at four. I think his joke was we were down four about 80 times. It probably felt like that to him. Just couldn't make the couple of big shots to get over and get the lead and maybe run with it there, or that big run that they were hoping for, because there were a couple lead changes and ties, but the Kings' largest lead in the game was one. Detroit's largest lead was as much as 15. So I know it's got to be tough on the coach. I will give him credit for this. Everything he says post-game, at least to the media, he's well-measured, he's thought out, he's handling this as well as you possibly can. He knows he's been dealt a difficult hand as far as overall roster talent and the age and the youth, and it's going to take time, but he's got into that mindset 100% about teaching and developing, and we all want it now or yesterday, right? And like I told you last week, just monitor a few things. Look to see growth. The Kings did have their best shooting percentage day. All right, small victory there. You know they'll go backwards again. They'll have some bad shooting days. It looks like there's a couple of things that are working better as far as rotation-wise. A couple things maybe aren't. So there's several things to look at and to monitor. And right now, Coach Yeager is, you know, on high alert on all of those things, but seemingly handling all of this pretty well. All right, now we heard from the head coach. Now let's hear from one of the rookie point guards, De'Aaron Fox. This losing's got to be difficult for De'Aaron, certainly. He went 5 of 10, got the start, 14 points, 4 assists, 3 turnovers, going up against another pretty good point guard in Reggie Jackson. But here's De'Aaron Fox with the media postgame.
Do you at all change kind of your approach when you're coming off the bench versus when you're in that starting lineup in terms of how you manage the game?
No, I try not to. You know, coming off the bench, I always want to be aggressive, but starting off the game, you know, I should be doing the same thing. So my mentality doesn't change, you know, if I'm in the starting lineup or if I'm coming off the bench. Just try to help my team.
Three-pointers tonight were something that played a bigger role than they have for most games this season. How much of that is just you guys as guards focusing on kind of attacking the paint and making the defense rotate?
You know, if we can get them to rotate, then we get the kick-out threes. They did it to us a few times, and they just got their confidence, and, you know, they're coming down one pass and shooting it because we gave them the confidence. But that's just something that, you know, we just have to make shots. You know, at the end of the day, we're working. We're doing it in practice, and we just have to make that translate to the game.
What challenge was it facing your guards, Bradley Smith, Jackson?
Avery, I mean, you know what you get. Really high-tempo player. You know, he plays extremely hard. He can defend, shoots the ball well. Reggie, you know, someone I really watched a lot, really athletic, gets his teammates involved, a real scoring guard. And it was difficult, but, you know, that's going to be every game.
For a young player like yourself, how difficult has the start to the season been? Obviously, 7 straight losses.
You know, it's something different, but it's something that we're going to have to work through. You know, being a lottery pick, you know, you kind of know what you're coming into, but, you know, at the end of the day, we want to turn it around.
You said you watched Reggie a lot kind of coming into the league. I saw that you guys kind of embraced and had a conversation there at the end of the game. Care to share what that was about?
Yeah. So everybody knows, you know, like Russell Westbrook was my favorite player. So I saw Reggie a lot when he was in OKC. And that was just a guy I kind of looked up to. He's extremely athletic. He came off the bench in OKC. He was really a scoring guard. So I pretty much watched him since he's been in the league. And I was just letting him know.
Overall, I think De'Aaron's handling this well, too. I mean, he's pretty composed. I remember draft night and hearing him pre-draft stuff, just hearing him talk. I mean, he's so mature. And you know, he's got a positive outlook too. And I think when you hear guys, and you heard Vlade say this before about character and how it matters and that's how you build a team, this is one that's all tested. I think if you had a bad locker room, things could really unravel, even though it's only 9 games into the season at 1-8. But the veterans, though they haven't lost a lot in their career, they're teaching the young guys how to deal with it. And then the young guys are handling it very well. You don't want them to get comfortable with it. You want them to stay motivated. I think the team is competing, but they're handling it well. I don't think they're just accepting it as being the norm. But they're going through a tough time right now with 7 consecutive losses. And like I said earlier, their worst start since back in 1990-91 in Sacramento when they started 1-13. So they hope to avoid that in their next game. And now let's hear from the other rookie point guard. That was Frank Mason, who obviously got some time with George Hill out due to personal reasons. So Mason came in 21 minutes, scored 7 points, had a rebound, 6 assists. And here's Frank Mason afterwards.
Frank, that second unit was able to come in kind of early in the game and impact it immediately and turn some things around. What was it that you guys were focusing on primarily?
On the defensive end, I think we did a good job of, you know, making the extra pass and making the right plays. We did a pretty good job of executing.
Specifically with you, I mean, you did a really great job of attacking off the dribble and finding open people. When you go in there, what is it that you're looking to do initially, and, you know, how do you take advantage of your playing time when you're getting it?
I think, you know, I'm a pretty good playmaker, and, you know, when I get in there, I just want to get in there, get my teammates involved first, you know, get them going, you know, just try to get the best shot out of each possession.
And for you, I mean, with the playing time being kind of here and there, and you're playing a lot on, you know, second nights of back-to-backs, how are you staying kind of focused and involved in the game so that no matter what, you're ready to go?
Just staying positive, being a good teammate, encouraging guys. You know, it's bigger than me, so, you know, I just want the team to win. And, you know, if I just be a good teammate, and, you know, those things matter. So, you know, I just want what's best for the team.
Are you feeling that, you know, usually in the beginning of the season, it's an adjustment for rookies, but it seems like you're not having the same issues adjusting. Do you think the 4 years in college really is starting to pay off here?
Yeah, not only that, I think it's just confidence, you know, believing in my teammates, believing in myself.
And I mentioned, you know, all these guys are coming from winning programs. Frank Mason, I don't know how many times he lost, maybe in his career. Did he lose a total of 8 games even with 4 years at Kansas? I know he did, but he's going through it. He's also going through the tough time of not always playing, but being ready, being called upon, and responding. So I think all these points are building issues for the team and trying to get better game by game, quarter by quarter, practice by practice. I know those are all kind of coach cliches. Get better every day. But I think that's what they have to do. They are in a spot where, you know, these teams, some of these teams that they've played that are – like Washington, for example. The Washington Wizards, when they played them, that starting group, all they really added was Oubre to the starting group, but they, the four of the five starters have played so many minutes together. Some of the bench guys, their coach is back for a year or two. They're in sync. They're working on more detailed levels of execution compared to the Kings just getting comfortable with lineups and rotations and different things like that. So there's some work to be done, certainly, for the Sacramento Kings, and hopefully they will get better with the week ahead with games against Philadelphia on Thursday and then OKC coming up on Tuesday. Now, I'll conclude things with a couple of things that I do like, because there's not a lot of positives going on right now for the Sacramento Kings, but a couple of things that I did like in the last couple of games, and specifically maybe more so, well, it's been the last 2 games that we've seen it. So here's 2 things that I'm going to hang on to and look at for the rest of the week and maybe going forward. I'd like Garrett Temple in the starting lineup. On Saturday against Detroit, Garrett just gives him stability. He played almost 27 minutes, made all his shots, 4-for-4, 10 points, 3 rebounds. He had an assist, 3 steals, a turnover. Doesn't make a lot of mistakes and has the ability to make plays and make people better. So I like Garrett Temple in the starting lineup. What that did is it also pushed Buddy Hield to the bench. I think that role is really good for Buddy Hield. He gets to go against second teamers. He's comfortable. When you come in off the bench and you're a shooter and you're allowed to shoot, I mean, that's a great spot. And you also have an opportunity to hopefully get hot. He did in the second half against Boston, ended up as the high scorer off the bench. And then Buddy Hield Saturday against Detroit, I thought, did his thing off the bench as well. In 21 minutes, pulled the trigger 11 times, went 5 of 11, hit 13 points, and also for the second straight game led the team in rebounding with 8. I don't like that he's leading the team in rebounding, but I like that he got 8 rebounds. So there's a couple of things there that I'm going to build on as positives for this team with Garrett Temple going to the starting lineup. I think that's a good thing. Also with a Buddy Hield coming off the bench and producing off the bench, I think that has been a good thing as well. So the week ahead for the Kings, Tuesday, it's OKC and their version of their big three with Westbrook, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony coming in, and then trusting the process. Thursday, Philadelphia, before the Kings hit back out on the road. Hopefully home cooking will do some wonders. Just getting one win will do some wonders, and I hope that's coming up in the next two games, because 1-10 doesn't sound very good. But 1-8 right now after the loss on Saturday. We do thank you for listening to Locked On Kings. We'll be back with more editions throughout the week and specifically tomorrow. So thank you so much. Back again tomorrow with another edition of Locked On Kings.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.